Blog Talk Radio.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Love it down, down, down. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Do I love that, Alita? Do I love that? I just can't get enough of this.
In fact, you want me to answer or what?
I do. But I'm answering for you in case you're busy doing something.
I'm not busy. I'm sitting here next to you.
Okay. Do I love that, Elite?
You do.
Welcome, people. Welcome to another Wednesday in Gossam. High noon it is. You are with the Bridal Body Shop Radio.
Yeah.
And this is actually... this is our last live show of the season because, first of all, happy Hanukkah, Elite.
Well, thank you so much.
Happy holidays to everybody celebrating.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful day. It's 40 degrees. It's balmy. It's a nice day in the city. And
it's close to 50 degrees.
This is our last live show for the season, I think.
I know.
Because we have the next 2 weeks.
The year flew by, huh?
It did.
Yeah, the next 2 years. No, 2 years. The next 2 weeks will be Christmas.
It's going to feel like 2 years. Yeah,
and then
Christmas
New Year's Eve.
So for everybody who is going to be jonesing for us, certainly go to our icon.
Don't call us at home.
Don't call us at home. Go straight to the archives. You have at least, how many did I say? How many? 2 years
close
worth
to two
of shows.
Years, yeah.
So it's about, you're looking at probably about 115 shows that you will have at your disposal. You could listen to them at your leisure with a cup of eggnog, with a glass of wine, whatever you want to do. Do it, and do it in good health, and do it in the spirit of the season. Proper intros, of course. Your hosts are Lori Towers is me.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Ziegelman is she.
That's me.
Bridal Body Shop is we. And we welcome you back. For the newcomers joining us for the first time, welcome aboard. Hopefully you like the ride. Hopefully you find that we make fitness fun, informative, and perhaps even funny. What do you think of me?
Oh, I think
perhaps
so.
Even funny.
I think so.
And for those who have been with us for close to 2 years, it will be in April. We can't thank you enough. We appreciate your loyalty, and we hope that you stay with us throughout the longevity of the run of the show, wherever the show might be. This show might be on Sirius next year. So we don't know, but we will keep everybody posted as to where the show will be. I'm excited about today's show, Lee, because it's a hot topic, and it's certainly not here, but it's a hotbed of controversy. And by not here, I mean on the
East
Coast.
Well, it's been a controversy for a long, long time.
But I have to say, I'm going to do a little bit of bragging rights on New York. When I said it's not a topic of controversy here, because in New York, we're very progressive. We are very embracing of culture, of preference. And the idea of same-sex marriage is not something that New Yorkers, and I'm also going to say the West Coast, we don't have a problem embracing it. We accept the right to love and marry whomever you want. And not so the case in lots of parts of the country. And later, after we have our guest on, we're going to be counting down, and you and I were laughing before, the states that do not acknowledge same-sex marriages. And anybody who's listening knows exactly who they are. And I made a joke before, and it's totally humorous. All the states that can put Bubba on a birth certificate. So that's where that stands. But we're gonna be talking about that. And yeah, I said it. And so what? It's
Bubba.
Yeah, right to. I have my right to opinion. But like I said, I was going over the list before, and it's the countries that are going to be all embracing. You know, Denmark, of course, immediately came to the list, and you knew the states and everything that were going to be more than resistant about it. So that should make interesting banter for later. But first, Elite, how are you?
I'm great.
And how do you feel?
I'm great.
And that's it? That's all you can say?
I'm always feeling great. I'm always great. Right?
And you know something, Elite? What I'm going to tell you is, and you know, it's It's not too late.
I'm afraid.
No, never. If people out there are deciding on stocking stuffers, if people out there are thinking about last-minute gifts, you know, we still, you know, the first day of Hanukkah was yesterday, so we're still into gift-giving, and next week is Christmas, so gift-giving again. Why not the gift of health? Come on, people, think about this. The gift of fitness, oh, wait, there we go, is the gift that always fits. What better way, Elite, to say I love you to somebody? Say, you know what, I want you around with me for the rest of my life, and I want you around in good health.
Well, that or saying you have to lose weight, you know.
Or that. If you don't love the person you're with and you really want to hurt them around the holidays, that's the way to do it.
Not hurt them, but just get them in better shape.
I'm just saying insulting them. But that's the idea, is to make somebody stay with you as long as they can and in as good a shape as they can. You know? And that's
mm-hmm.
it. So this
yeah.
is what we're saying. If you think you really can't afford a personal trainer, that's okay. I'm not in your wallet. I'm not trying to pick apart what you should spend on what. But our virtual training, our online training, is muy affordable. It's muy fácil, mama. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It's
definitely.
Very easy. It's a very easy choice. It is
cheap as anything, too.
Yes. Elite, $69.
I was just going to say, tell them the price.
$69 gets you in like Flynn. That's all you
and
have
to do. And that's just
a
one-time fee.
My God, how easy is that? How easy
one-time
is that?
Fee. It's not once a
one,
month.
That's it.
Not once a year.
Not once a year.
It's not every 3 months.
It's that you're done. The minute you pay for it, it's over. And the new road to your life
the
has
just begun. The paying
is
over.
Ah, see, my friend, see how you knew?
That's
but
it.
You cut me off, but I was going to get there.
Well,
I was
that's what I'm
get
here
there.
For.
I know you are. That's what I was going to say. And the journey to your good health has only begun. $69 gives you access to either myself or the lovely Elite Ziegelman or one of our trainers. You can Skype train with us. This is how easy it is. If you feel, I don't want to get in my car, I don't want to belong to a gym, I don't want to get whatever your excuse is and might be valid to you, there's no excuse not to do this. Okay, email us. You don't have to see us. Skype us if you want to see us. It's so easy. $69. You're in, you're out, it's over, and it's something that's going to be around for whenever you're ready to go for it. 900, yeah, and that's
here
what you'll get on the street. That's what
come
the lovely
on.
Elite when she gets out of a car, that's what the lovely Elite Ziegelman always hears. Always hearing that. And not only from me, that's what I say to her
wow.
when she walks into the studio. But what I'm trying to say is it's very important to take your health seriously, because if you don't take it seriously when you don't have to take it seriously, you will have to.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens to everybody. And we can't tell you the amount of stories we hear during the day about people that just say, you know, I just wish I could rewind 20 years. I wish I'd taken, you know, and because you go along and things that you don't do don't catch up with you. And then there you are, heart attack, stroke, diabetes. It happens. And it happens more often than people know. And it's serious.
It is.
And then, is it too late by then? No, it's really not too late.
It's never too late unless you're on the ground already.
Right. But it just seems like, you know, it just seems like a colossal waste of time that you didn't think in terms of taking care of yourself sooner. And you know what, and this is the analogy, and you know I use this during the day. We're taught, since we are old enough to comprehend,
mm-hmm.
that you have to brush your teeth at least 4 times a day. Otherwise, your teeth are going to fall out of your head and blah, 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 blah. And think about this. We are feared into doing that since we're small. And yet, the amount of times we use our bodies improperly, and by that I mean malnutrition, feeding it incorrectly, not taking care of it when it gets injured, we do that far more than we do damage to our teeth. Now, I know that our switchboard is going to light up. Every dentist in the city is going to write me and tell me I was wrong, but I'm not wrong. We are taught to groom ourselves a certain way, but it never is internally and externally when it comes to working
well,
our bodies.
Some people take care of themselves better than the others.
Oh, yeah.
But most people don't.
Exactly.
You know, the variety don't. But
well, most
that's
people,
what we're here for.
Most people, I think, it's like, you know, making sure your car has enough antifreeze and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they just do, you know, the tune-up where as
right.
supposed to.
It's like when, and then when your car doesn't turn over because you use the wrong fuel.
It's not they didn't take care of it.
That's exactly right. So you do the maintenance ongoing, and you never have to worry about
nope.
it.
Constantly move and start up real quick.
That's the beautiful thing. And, you know, there are so many different things that working out encourages. And in addition to the visual byproduct, which is you looking a certain way.
Feeling a certain way.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg because your self-esteem will change dramatically. I mean, you've heard of Lou Ferrigno, when you think about Lou Ferrigno, he got into bodybuilding because he was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was a skinny kid that certainly spoke, you know, very differently than his peers because of his lack of being able to hear. And he got into working out, and obviously it became his drug of choice and changed his life. In addition to making him probably billions of dollars, it changed his life. So, and if that's what it could do, certainly on a very broad scale, can you imagine what it does like on a daily basis?
Forget it.
You know, you suddenly look differently, you act differently, and you know, this is what I always say. You know, to every action there's a reaction, because you're acting differently, people react to you differently, and that is, you know, that's game-changing, don't you think?
Definitely.
That is absolutely game-changing. And when you really think about it, self-esteem is really all we have. That's what gets us out of the door in the morning. That is what gets us the job that we want. That is what gets us.
But the thing is, we're born with a certain self-esteem. You know, we get raised, you know, people teach us things, you know. You can have low self-esteem and then build it.
Absolutely.
That's what we're trying to...
Absolutely. It's, you know what, and everything
it's
like...
It's not like just working out, you're getting self-esteem.
No, it's nature and nurture. And, you know, it's not something
it's
that's going to...
Atmosphere also.
Right. It's not anything that's going to change overnight.
No.
It's something that, you know, and the beautiful part of it is... You don't even know it's happening, but it's changing your life in gradients, and then all of a sudden you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I
think you have to be taught to have high self-esteem.
Oh, my God, of course.
I don't think you're just born with it.
Well, you know my theory on there are a lot of wonderful, wonderful parents out there, and I think that you're one of them. And
but, you know, what I can teach my daughter or my son, if I had a son,
uh-huh.
is totally different with what she learns on the outside.
Absolutely. But you know, and I'm saying this as a non-parent, to give your child the foundation and a good...
That's what you give the
it.
Child. That's all.
But,
that's about it.
But see, there are a lot of parents that don't do that. And there are a lot of parents out there, and I, you know, I sometimes don't say it because, you know, as a non-parent, sometimes you feel like you don't have a right to say it, being having raised any children. But there are some parents out there that shouldn't water a houseplant, and that's where it goes wrong. And then what happens is you bring little people into this world that are trying and struggling to find their place,
mm-hmm.
with you know, a definitely underdeveloped self-esteem. And that's what, you know, that's something that maybe you're given at birth, but you can change. And there are so many things.
You know, hopefully they have a good circle of friends that,
that's
you know,
exactly
that develop
right.
it and make it bigger, you know, make you feel stronger, make you feel secure. It's different. I mean, you know, your parents could just do so much, but I think your outside and your surroundings is so much more important.
And then, you know, after a while, I mean, and I think that everybody could say, well, my parents did this, my parents didn't do that, and, you know, it's a tough job.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, I think you have to take the ball and run with it yourself.
Yeah.
After a while, you have to say, you know what,
it's your own life.
This is my journey. This is me. Mm-hmm. Now it's all on me.
Sure.
And I'm going to do it. And that's why during the day, we hear so many success stories of people who have worked out, and not even with us, people that just like got into working out for whatever reason, and usually it's after an injury, or it's, I always say, a little bit of fear marketing brought by a health scare. You know, either they had to go to a doctor and doctors saw, you know, even just the low end of it, cholesterol being too high or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you get that bad bill of
diabetes,
health.
Diabetes, yeah.
Right. And that scares you into saying, wow, you know, what's going on? What do I do now? And so that's why it's really important. But, it's not for everybody. And I always say this, it's not for everybody, but
what you're talking about, exercise and working out?
Yeah, it's not for everybody. And if it were, they wouldn't.
I don't
be.
See why it can't be for everybody.
Well, you know what? We love it. See, you and I love
it. I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be as much as, you know, we do it. It should be in everybody's lifestyle. Like when we go to school, you have gym. You have gym every day.
Yeah.
And what does it teach you? It teaches you the discipline of, especially when you're in preschool and public school, to go every day. As we get into the higher grades, what they make you do is you change for gym. It's a different kind of discipline that you have to change, and you have to be there, and you have to do what you have to do to move the body. It's just necessary.
Right.
But I think everybody should exercise.
Well, I
nobody
totally think
excluded.
So too. I totally think so too. And I think we have our guest coming on. But let me give a little brief about our guest who's going to be coming on. We have a lot of
friends. I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Matthew,
yeah.
Wait 1 second.
Matthew, just stand by until I announce you correctly.
You just wait because Elite let you in too quickly. Now, we have so many friends on both coasts, but we have one special friend who's been a friend of the Bridal Body Shop for such a long time, and his name is, and I'll also say he's my cousin, and he's with us today, and he's going to share some personal insights on working out and a little bit more about him. Matthew Caracappa. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Who am I talking to? Is this my fabulous cousin, Lori?
They love you, Matt. You hear them? You hear the applause
yeah,
you got,
that's
my
great.
Friend?
Sure.
That was for you. And thank you so much for joining us. You know, the West to East Coast conversion, it's, what time is it there, Matt? It's 9:30?
It's 9:17.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my God, that's my pleasure. I'm actually excited. Before you even say anything, I never even thought about putting this on my bucket list, but now I'm going to put it on my bucket list so I can cross it off. This is fabulous.
Well, you made our day.
Very honored.
I'm honored. I love this. This is really fun. I'm looking forward to it.
This is going to be. Now, let me ask you something. Now, you recently, you've always worked out, but you recently got back into working out with a personal trainer. Give us a little bit of insight on why you did it and issues of self-esteem that you've probably had most of your life.
Well, you know, I would say when I was 35, I was in perfect condition. I worked out with a trainer, and me personally, I needed the motivation. I think a trainer is very much like there's a chemistry there. This kid was just, you know, we were great together. He ended up being an orthopedic surgeon. That's how good he was. So anyway, my body looked amazing. And not only did I look amazing, but I felt amazing. So I know the benefits. I mean, I let it go for so long, and now I'm back in it again. So I can't wait to get back into shape.
Yeah. And that's the best thing. And you know what, Elite and I always say, that's like our drug of choice. But, you know, the endorphin rush that you get when you're working out, it is mood changing, isn't it?
I think it's like heroin. It's so addictive. It's insane.
It is. And you know what
I want to tell me, some of your listeners too, as well, I think this is important. It's like I'll never forget the first time that I actually went into a dressing room to buy new clothes, and I looked at my body for the first time after I was really working out, and I was like, I was like blown away. I'm like, oh my God, this is really me. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I mean, you've never had an issue of weight, though. You've never been heavy.
No, actually, I was. I mean, I'm an Italian kid that, you know, my grandmother in Brooklyn, every time I saw her, she made me grilled Parmesan for lunch, and she always told me I was too skinny,
too skinny,
I have the stretch marks to prove it, you know. So, you know, I was never thin. I was never thin, but I was never obese either.
Right. Well, you know, Italian family, food is love.
Yeah.
Food is love.
No,
and if you're not eating,
no,
if you know, if you're under 200 pounds, you're undernourished.
Yeah.
And that's the
correct
way it is.
And you're thin. You're thin. It's hysterical. And then my grandmother really had me convinced that I was too thin. Eat. And I believed her.
Remember, Matthew, mangia tutti.
Right.
That's exactly what happens.
Of course.
So now, our topic today, I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the program, is we're talking about gay marriage. And
right.
What are your thoughts on that?
I was talking to Lori about this last night or a couple nights ago as well. And, you know, I'm really not a political person because I just think that the whole political issues on both sides, Democrat, Republican, whatever you are, I think they're all crooked and they're all just so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to gay marriage, I, and again, I'm not the type to be very outspoken. I really, because I just feel like it's a waste of time. I know it's probably bad to say that, but I'm not the activist type. But when it comes to this issue, I'm really infuriated, and I'll tell you why. It's like whenever I hear somebody say marriage is meant to be between a man and a woman, that line alone really just makes my head want to explode. I just don't understand why. I don't know who decided that. I don't know when that was decided. Because being born gay, and if you want to be religious, and I was born Roman Catholic, I don't think God made me gay so I could be crucified and not have the option to get married. So that's the topic right now that really does infuriate me. I'm sorry.
No, I totally agree. Well, you know, there was an interesting thing that I heard the other day is, you know, going back and forth on, again, we're not talking about religion, but the existence of a God, if there is one, and I like to think there is one, it's did God create man in his image, or did man create God in his image and therefore set specific rules according to what, you know, I mean, think about the Bible. The Bible is, I think, a wonderful piece of art that you could misinterpret and say anything you want out of it. And that's, I think,
Exactly. And you know, when I went to Catholic school when I was a kid, and you know, there's all these versions. There's the King James version, there's this version, there's that version. And if you really want to, you know, read the Psalms and you want to read, you know, anyone can interpret them differently. It's almost the same thing as, like, for instance, like, if paint my wall red, someone will say, I love your maroon wall. Someone else will say, I love your red wall. That's what bothers me so much about the Bible. And then another thing that bothers me is that homosexuality has been around since the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
And there have been centuries when it was completely normal and there was no problem with it and no one even thought twice about it.
Right, yeah.
So being in the 21st century, which you know, and people are telling me that, you know, two men or two women can't get married, and they have no logical reason to say why. It really upsets me, and not that I want to get married, because, you know, I know marriage, well, about 70% of us get divorced, but I should have that right.
Absolutely.
And I don't, and I think it's awful.
And you know what's funny about that is, you know, we're Elite and I are kind of on the periphery of the wedding industry. So we, like, learn things and we hear about trends piecemeal. But I remember when all of this started happening, the wedding industry was saying, oh, my God, there's going to be another entire market. This is going to be a shot in the arm to the wedding industry because there's a whole other market that we can pitch to. And And you know something, Matt? It hasn't happened. And that's what
it
I find.
I'm surprised.
Hasn't.
I really am surprised.
And, you know,
I'm blown away, really.
It's small scales only.
And everybody that I've spoken to is waiting for that boom. And look, let's be serious. Just because you're a gay couple doesn't mean you have to get married if you don't want to. You don't have to prove anybody point to
no,
anybody.
No, of course not. Of course
but
not. But I would think that two men that are, you know, in a committed relationship for a long time would get married. And I would actually, I mean, and I'm not trying, I'm not trying to be biased here, but I actually believe if two gay men got married, their wedding would probably be more over the top than any straight wedding because gay men just happen to have beautiful taste. So a gay wedding probably would be like an extravaganza that you would never seen before. So I'm surprised hearing this from you too. I really am.
Yeah, it's you know, it's mind-boggling to us because we were actually there was going to be a piece on the business that we were pitching to this new high gloss magazine specifically for gay weddings, and the magazine folded already, and it was
out maybe six months ago.
And I'm thinking to myself, why? I just it doesn't make any type of sense to me.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because I don't really keep tabs because it changes constantly. How many states now have legalized it, and is it legalized permanently, or is it now back in the Supreme Court?
I'm gonna look at that. I have it right in front of me.
Because it changes constantly, and then what I keep hearing is that the states that do get it approved, then it goes to the Supreme Court, and then it gets turned over. So I feel like it's like a merry-go-round and it's never going to happen. I don't know.
Well, 35 states have legal same-sex marriage. 15 states have banned them. And, you know, Elise and I were joking before, you know, the states that, you know, it's we call the Bubba states. It's all the southern states that...
Of course.
You know, and it's just, you know, we were laughing because on the list is, you know, Denmark, the countries that are embracing, and it's all everybody that you thought it would be and everybody that you thought it would be. So it's like, you know, it's Texas that's still, it's North Dakota.
Of course. It's logical. You know what always bothers me? Because in this I know is a fact. I know you two are familiar with the Kinsey scale. Very few people are 100% gay or 100% homosexual. So that's why I find it so odd that people all over the country know that they have friends that fall somewhere else on this scale, in the middle, wherever, so they would be a little more accepting. Because I would think people are smart enough to understand that, you know, they say that 10% of the population is gay. I think that's actually a lower number. I think it's even higher. That's why I can't understand why in this 21st century where, you know, we're supposed to be so sophisticated, this is so archaic. And it gets me so angry because it just doesn't make any sense. You know, my philosophy has always been, who you sleep with, who is in your bed at night, is none of my business, and I don't care.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the bottom line is, even take that topic out of the mix, who am I to deny somebody a right, even if I don't agree with it? Why am I going to say you can't do that? Who the hell am I to say that?
And that is why I'm so hurt because, like I said to you before, I've never been a political activist because I know, and I'm glad there are people out there fighting for causes. I was never one because I always was kind of frustrated thinking I wasn't going to be able to make a difference. But this one topic infuriates me because I was born a gay man. I didn't choose this. And you know something, if there was a pill to take to become straight, I think I might even think taking it because you know what? My life would have been a lot much easier. So when I see, especially when I saw George Bush, he was the one that infuriated me. Of all people, like as he's leaving the office, you know, Mr. Holy Rolly Bible, how many people did he kill over in the Middle East? Saying, I'm sorry, but when it comes to this, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at him and I said, that's the best you could do on your way out of the White House. Thank you. That was just so sweet of you.
You know what's interesting, and I'm hoping it's going to last. This pope seems a little bit more groundbreaking than any other pope we've ever had. Now, like I said, I don't know how quickly he's going to dilute his, because he's coming up with some statements that are just almost radical for the church.
Look, you don't have to agree with my opinion, because my opinion, I mean, look, but this is my opinion on that. First of all, you guys live in New York City. You've seen how many churches have become condominium buildings or office buildings.
Oh, yeah.
The Catholic religion has lost so many of their parishioners
that
I feel like this pope had no choice. So the thing about this pope is I have no faith in him. I don't believe him. I think it's strictly about money. Because he needs money, and gay people go to church, and so it let him prove me wrong. But as far as I'm concerned right now, everything he's doing is just completely all for money, which is like what everything else in the world. When I actually heard that he was now accepting this, it almost made me laugh.
Well, you know something? The only thing is now whether there's anything solid behind it, he's the first pope that ever did that. I remember years ago when we were at the height, which pope was it, John Paul, who was coming to
New York. He was the worst, yes.
He was
right.
Preaching abstinence, and I'm thinking to myself,
people
are dying, and nobody, you're in the middle of a plague here. You can't say, you know, just abstain. You can't say don't use condoms.
I mean, you realize he was a pope that probably thought that, you know, when a woman got divorced, she should just wear the black dress and never get married again.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and that's why, again, my grandparents were very, very religious. So, you know, as much as I want to deny my Roman Catholicism, it'll always be in me. I can't help it. It's there. It's going to be a part of me. A lot of it upsets me. But I hope this new pope really is trying to make changes. I really do. But then again, what does that say? What does that say about religion? What does that say about the Bible? Because then he's going to go against the Bible that supposedly God wrote that says, you know, it's a sin for a man to lie with another man.
Uh-huh.
It's such a complicated subject, especially when it comes to religion. It really is. But you're right. This pope is good, so it's better than nothing.
Oh yeah, the devil we have, we don't know the devil we're getting, and so far,
right.
So there's been things that he's said. Of course, I'm rolling my eyes, but the comparative overview is he's at least flexible, and that's something,
right.
As you know, the church
right.
doesn't know.
Right.
But the whole big
right.
word here
right.
is acceptance.
That's
it's
exactly
acceptance
right,
everywhere.
And that's supposed to, and
no,
religion is supposed
so
to be
much.
About it.
Right.
And religion isn't. That's the scary part. Okay, now let's get back to fitness. Now, with your issues of self-esteem, obviously growing up, and you grew up pretty much the same way I did in the 60s.
Well, did he have issues of self-esteem before
no,
we
no,
assume?
No, I'm saying, being
oh,
you
well,
know,
well, listen, if you want to talk about issues, I mean, I can't.
Everybody's got issues.
I've had every issue you could possibly imagine. I still have these issues. Trust me. They don't go away. You just learn to live with them.
So now how did working out change things for you? If they did,
can I tell you? And I'm not exaggerating. It
mm-hmm.
changed my life 150%. It
wow.
literally changed. I had no idea how working out was going to change my life so much. I had no idea. I mean, and this probably was for all the wrong reasons. You know, I was living in New York at the time, and again, I was never a fat kid. I just was like the flabby, overweight kid.
Mm-hmm.
And just one day, I had a really good girlfriend of mine who was just like, you know, totally into fitness, and her boyfriend was the man that became my trainer. So
mm-hmm.
I started working out with him. And I remember for the first 6 months, I was training really hard with him, but my body wasn't changing. And then he kept saying to me, you know, you have to eat right. And I kept laughing because I would go to McDonald's after I would,
yeah.
you know, but then eventually I learned that, you know, diet is I think
it's
maybe 50%, if not even more important
70%.
Than working out.
Yeah,
I've heard, and that's the truth. But here's the thing, and I don't want to sound conceited or whatever, but literally, when I would say probably after a year and a half, when my body looked amazing, I had a really nice physique. I had a really, really nice physique. And I remember I went started going out to nightclubs and hanging out, and I was actually being looked at and being like desired and being asked out and people asking for my phone number, and it
mm-hmm.
was the most amazing, wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
I know that sounds so vain and
okay.
terrible, but I looked so good, I felt so good. It was wonderful. It was nothing but good experience. Nothing but good.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a natural human right to feel good about who you are and how you look. There's nothing narcissistic about it.
I never thought I could feel this good, though. I never would have thought I'd feel this good by working out. I did not. I honestly was blown away by it. I really was.
And it changes. It changes. And I was saying to Elite, it changes your reaction. Changes people's reaction to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it just
My self esteem was so high, but I also. What I don't know, I don't think some people realize working out, you just think healthier. I mean,
yeah.
about everything. Your attitude about everything in life is healthier.
Yeah.
I mean, working out is it's so damn important, and people just don't get it. And then, you know, I let it go with my own personal issues. I've been out in L.A. now for 7 years, so
mm-hmm.
I literally have gained 20 pounds. I was always an even 150-something my whole life, and I've gone for my second physical. And I don't look overweight. I mean, I'm just like the typical guy who's turning 50 who needs to lose like 10 to 15 pounds. And the doctors are telling me how it's so important, especially for my heart and everything else. So, you know, now I have even a different reason why I want to work out. Do I want to look good? Yeah, I do. But I also want to, you know, stay healthy. So there's so many benefits to it. But, you know, I think starting is really hard. I know people start, they get frustrated and stuff, but once you get bit by the bug and you have the right trainer and you get to the point where you're seeing changes and feeling better, mm-hmm. there's nothing better. There's no better thing to buy yourself. I can't see anything better. I really can't. Better than a new car.
Let me ask you this. Being born and raised here, as far as, do you see any difference in the way people view health, the East Coast versus the West Coast? Do you see any difference?
It is so dramatically different that when people come here for the first time, it blows their mind. People do not eat here because they're all wannabe actors or actresses. I mean, they live on lettuce and water. They are, when I say thin, like I look like Pavarotti because I don't know, compared to my neighbors. No, they. I'm talking about the men too. I mean, everybody here is so thin; it is not even funny. They are, and they're all beautiful too because they want to be actors. So, so this is, and it's also always going to be 75 degrees even in the winter.
Yeah.
So you never have that chance to put the baggy sweater on. You have to be thin 24/7 every single day.
Well, you know, but it's funny because people, we had a show last year on fitness, East Coast versus West Coast. And, you know, we compiled different data and had people call in. And the East Coast won.
Yeah.
But, you know, only in the sense, not because of the amount of gyms that we have here.
Not only because it's smaller than the West Coast. It's not even half the size. It's a quarter
of the size.
I know for a fact that New Yorkers are in better shape than they ever have been. Because every time I go back to visit my family, I love to spend a day in the city just to walk around, visit friends. And I have noticed people in New York are definitely in better shape, and it's also, I think, due to the fact that there's a lot more entertainment industry there. There's a lot more studios. There's a lot more modeling agencies there.
Yeah.
So there's a reason for people to be in shape. Whereas back when, you know, in the 70s in New York, I don't think it meant as much as it does now. So you're right. You're right. New Yorkers are in really good shape too. I totally see it.
Yeah. And you know, it could be because it's maybe a little superficial, but yeah. I mean, it's.
Let's be honest. It's all superficial, but especially for a bride. Does a bride not want to be in like a gorgeous Vera Wang dress with a beautiful figure? Does she not want to look gorgeous? Does she want to get married and be overweight? Why would you do that to yourself? I mean, it's crazy.
And you know something, Matt? Let me tell you how many people will come into my studio, and it'll be a bride, and she'll be maybe 23 if she's a day, and at least 40 pounds overweight. And I think to myself, I'm 52. I could be your mother and then some. What have you done to your body to make it just eat? And usually if she comes in with her mother, the mother is also overweight. And you just and just say, okay, you know what?
Their lifestyle.
Yeah. And the what we try to do, and Lee does the same thing, is we try to convert them into lifers. In other words, our motto is it's a dress for a day, it's your body for a lifetime. Okay, you want to get in shape for the calendar marking, I get that. But what about the rest of your life? This is all you're going to get. Make it work and make it healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That's where you guys are professional, and if you do your job well and you make this girl look so good at her wedding, why would she want to go back to what she was? You know, I mean, I could see how that could be a wonderful goal. But the problem is that the fast food, and it happens to me too out here. I mean, I didn't gain 20 pounds by not, like, passing McDonald's and not pulling into the drive-in. I mean, there's so much fast food in this country. It's not even funny. I mean, there's so much delicious fried this and that, and it costs, like, you know, $1 for a hamburger. It's not even expensive.
That's why it's
that's
so cheap.
That's the problem. And a lot of people will do what, like, you know, what I probably did 10 years ago. Oh, I'm just going to take a week off and eat pizza. And then it becomes 2 and 3 and 4. It's a lifestyle change. It really is. And it has to be important to you for more than one reason, not just to look good, just so, but for your health, if anything.
Well, you know what I think, too, and walking. I mean, when you come, especially when you come into New York, you probably walk around a lot. We walk. We take subways.
Oh, of course.
We walk. L.A., you can't do that.
No, this is not. I tell you what, it's the funniest thing because my new trainer, he's adorable. I love this kid. He's from the Czech Republic. So he's so like meat and potatoes, and he's so like, you know, he's so anti everything. Like he looked at my refrigerator, and there was not one thing he wanted me to eat. And he said to me, "You can eat butter. You can eat this. You can eat." Mm-hmm. He was showing me how like our processed foods and what we eat are so bad. And so he says to me, "Every morning I want you to go for a walk. You got to walk before we even work out. You have to walk." So I go for a walk, and it happened to be the one day it rains in L.A., which it never rains. It's like a monsoon. So I'm out there walking, and I mean, by the time I hit Sunset Boulevard, I mean, I was literally drenched. I looked like I was a homeless man, then they're going to call a paddy wagon, and they're going to, like, take me away because nobody walks in the town. You look strange on the street.
But so he actually went, and you see, I like that, Elite. He went in his refrigerator, and he looked at what he was eating. I think that's great.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's
he is so determined to get me into good shape because, you know, I'm a typical Italian whiner, and I'm like, I want to look like you, Mike. I want to look like you. And I'm just not make me look like you, Mike. Even though he's 22, I said, just please get me. I want that. And like, so he's taking me serious. But like, you know, when he looks at my refrigerator, and it's like, I don't think it looks that bad. But he's even telling me, like, because I was trying to start juicing. He's like, no, that's too much sugar. If you're going to juice vegetables. And I'm going,
good
oh, okay.
Him.
Yeah. I said, you know, it makes sense. It was logical what he was saying.
Good for him. That's good. Now, how what's your schedule as far as working out with him?
I know you have to do it more than often. I do it 3 days a week. I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I do a day off to rest. I know I did this again. I've done it before. There's no such thing as part time working out. If you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. I mean that's just the way it is. And on all your days off, you have to at least walk or do something.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta always move your body. I mean it's important.
That's the key. You have to move. Always move.
Well, you know what? 3 days. I mean, because so many people start, especially. Actually, next year they're going to start working out. Oh, I'm going to work out 4 days a week. It just has to be what you consistent
with. Oh, it's crazy.
You know,
yeah, crazy.
You have to be consistent. If three is
correct.
What could fit into your lifestyle, then do it, but be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you being the professional, don't you think three is healthy? I mean, if someone can
fine.
Do 3 days a week, I mean, I think that's very healthy. That's
I think
great.
It's absolutely fine. I really do, because the thing is, you do more than that. If it's not your drug of choice, you're going to find every excuse not to make 1 day, then 2 days, and then three is enough to have your life as well.
Well,
that's
and then also I have seen this and I've heard this from people, when the ones that work out too much actually damage themselves, man. And I see a lot of girls like that, especially
mm-hmm.
the anorexic ones that want to be the next Angelina Jolie. They're in the gym every single day to the
yeah.
point where they weigh like 98 pounds. They've got to be damaging themselves by this point. I mean, they're going to have a heart attack and die. I mean, you can't work out every day. Jesus.
Well, you know, I think that if, you know, I work out every day, Lee works out every day. We do have 2 days off here and there. But if you don't have other things in your life, it just can't be about the
gym.
You know,
right,
culture,
right, right.
Art,
exactly
whatever
right.
it is, there's got to be
exactly
something
right.
else that you like.
Exactly
because it's
right.
not all about,
exactly
you know,
right.
working out.
No.
It shouldn't
that
be all
exactly,
about working
that's
out.
Exactly,
it should just be
no,
part of
and,
your life.
And how do you guys feel about food? I mean, are you at the point now where like you never go near some foods, or you just like do things in moderation?
No, everything in moderation.
Yeah,
you have to allow yourself some good food. Otherwise, you're just gonna really desire it and just go off your diet. What's that term you always do?
You know, Matt, we always say that temptation leads to deprivation leads to temptation. It leads to sabotage, and that's really
yeah. No, I love that. I love that. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, for me to go through my entire life and say, again, we come from the same family, I'm Italian, I'm not going to have this, I'm not going to have that, that's stupid.
No.
Why would I say
come
that?
On. You got to allow
But
yourself.
I will have it once. I'll have it once a week.
Well, you know, I'll say it to myself, but it's not going to really happen.
Right. Exactly. And
you know, especially when I go out for dinner, I mean, I love a good steak. I'm not gonna deny myself a good steak. I'm not gonna say, oh, you know, leave the butter off of the broccoli. Man, you know,
yeah.
I think if you learn to eat in moderation, it there's nothing wrong with it. I think that's the treat of working out, actually.
All things in moderation. I mean, that applies to every ounce of your life. I mean, come on. I think it makes
you know, I'm not
sense.
Saying go to a bakery and have like, you know, have six cakes, but you know.
No.
You know.
But you know that one day a week that you have that treat that you've been thinking about all, that one cheat day, that's perfectly normal. And you know what? You get it out of your system.
And that's something I've always agreed with that. But yet you want to laugh, and again, that just shows you how extreme LA is. A lot of people disagree with that very much. They think that that's a terrible thing. And I look at them and I'm saying to myself, are you kidding me? You're going to tell your client they can't have like a cheeseburger on Saturday? I mean, and they weigh 110. I mean, that just is like crazy to me.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, there's really no way. And, you know, Elite and I talk about fad diets all the time. We don't like the word diet, and a fad diet is going to be just that, and it's going to be temporary weight loss, and it's going to come right back on and then some with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. You're right. So, and I tell you what, I have, especially when I was trying to lose the 20 pounds, because I realized, you know, as you get older, it's just so much harder to lose it. And I did try certain diets, and I did lose 10 pounds here or 5 pounds there. And you're right. I've come to the exact same conclusion. The word diet should be banned out of the dictionary, because it's basically you have to learn how to retrain yourself to eat. Diets do not work and they'll never work.
No.
They're a quick fix. They're a quick fix that just do not work.
And that's really it. And so, you know, again, people start thinking about their health when something comes up and it makes them think about it. But if people start thinking, okay, lifestyle change, I'm going to start eating cleaner now. It might take me 2 years to lose 20 pounds, but where am I going, you know?
But that's the right way to do it. Unfortunately, we're a microwave society where we don't want to wait, and that's why diets will always be popular, because I want that 20 pounds off, and I want it off in one day. And it's hysterical.
It really is.
That's the problem. And listen, I'm guilty of that myself. I remember at one point I was so disgusted, I was like almost like starving myself. I said, I'm going to get this weight off if it kills me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think I was eating like I can't even remember, like maybe 500 calories a day. I was starving for like 2 weeks. And I got the weight off. Oh, my God, it looked amazing. As soon as I started eating again, I think I gained 10 more pounds.
Yep. Well, that's it, because you have to eat normal. You have to eventually.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't. The diets don't work, and you cannot try to get it off fast. You never get weight off fast. It always comes right back on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Your body has a natural stabilizer.
Well, yeah. And that's
so
that's
it knows
really
it. Where it should be, and it knows where it has to be.
Yeah.
It's a machine. Your body really is a machine, and I don't think a lot of people understand how to fuel it and take care of it, unfortunately. And that's why I'm loving the fact that people are getting way more into fitness, you know, whether it's yoga, it's working out, whatever. I see people are finally realizing that, you know, they have to take care of themselves in order to feel good. And I don't even think it's about looking good a lot of the time. It's just about feeling good.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we like working. I mean, I personally always like free weights better. But, you know, whatever it is that you like, whatever it is, with Pilates, if it's yoga, whatever it is, do it, embrace it, and do it often. And when that gets stale, do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do something.
You know, the one important thing that none of us even talked about, which, again, I'm very vain, I'll be the first to admit it. When you work out, it really is the fountain of youth. I don't care what you say. When you work out, you could look 10 to 20 years younger. When you work out, your skin is tighter. You looked amazing, and I'm not saying that that's important to a lot of people, but that
Why
is
not?
A fact. It is definitely the fountain of youth.
Of course it is.
I'm telling you right now, you look amazing. You look younger. You look sexy. I don't know who doesn't want to look sexy as long as they can. I do.
Of course. And who wouldn't? And I always say that's a lovely byproduct of good health. Is how it looks. It really does.
I don't think people realize that. I think that's the one aspect that I think trainers forget to explain to their clients. You're going to look younger and healthier and beautiful. I think they forget to tell them that.
Well, you know what? When you have a trainer in front of you and they're pretty much the example that you want to be, just the fact that they're living that lifestyle they're the artwork in front of you. It's right in front of
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So, I
Absolutely.
Mean, they wear their resumes. So if you know, and we've had
of course, yeah. I mean, when you pick a trainer, you're going to pick a trainer that obviously looks like they're in good shape. Otherwise, why would you do it?
Exactly. You want a trainer to look better than you do. You know, whether it's radically different or just a little bit, but they have to be the example of health.
Yeah, there's no way around that. Obviously, there's no way. I totally agree.
Well, I'm looking at the time, and I know somebody's got to go to work. So, You'll be on again, Matthew, that's for sure. But is there anything you want to say?
Oh, I would love to be. I would love to be. Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's the end of the year, and now Lori knows I'm a sales rep. So basically, I am now the, I feel like a delivery man. I'm delivering wine and cheese and champagne, and I'm wishing all my clients, you know, a happy holidays. And oh my God, it's harder than the actual work.
Yeah. But this is what you do. So is it you want to give anybody a shout out, any hello while you're on the air?
I would love to give a shout out to one of my best friends in the entire world. She's just an amazing girl. Her name is Margareta. She's from Sweden. She's an interior designer out here. I gave her the link. I hope she listened to the show. She's just a beautiful person inside and out, and that I find is so rare to find. This girl is just like, when I say amazing, I mean she doesn't even know how to get. I don't think she knows how to even get mad or angry. She's the sweetest, wonderful person. She really. I don't even know why she's my friend. I can't figure it out.
Well, you're quite charming, my friend. You're very charming.
I try.
Well, Matthew, thank you for being with us, and we'll definitely have you on for, like, you know, the voice from L.A. How about that? We'll have a little segment every now and then.
I would love it. It's a lot of fun. I would do anything for my cousin, Lori. I adore her. We speak online a lot. So anything I can do to help you guys, I would literally do whatever I could do to help you, honestly. I'll always be available.
Okay, Matt. You have a great day, honey. I love you.
Happy holidays.
Oh, you guys too. You too.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Matt. Matthew Caracap with The Voice from L.A.
Whoa, yeah.
How about that?
Nice. Very sweet of him.
Good job, Matt. Good job, Matt. Talented man. Talented man, too. Out and about doing things and back into health and hey, we'll branch out to L.A. What do you think, Elite?
I would love that.
We'll get Matthew and our team out there.
Yeah.
Get him a bridal. Hey, you know what? We could send him one of our tank tops.
Yeah, right.
He'll wear it.
Yeah.
And post his cute little self on Facebook. He's the Caracap is, and I'm a part of the Caracap. But don't forget, that's my bloodline, too. We're a cute bunch. We're a cute bunch of people, if I do say so myself. Okay, now back to the story at hand was gay marriage, and we're going to go back to that. And yeah, you know, it's funny how many people. I mean, obviously it's a personal issue with him as well. But you know, how antiquated in thinking so many. And I'm going to rattle off the. You know, the states of shame. That's what I'm going to call them, the states of shame. What do you think of that, Elise?
I like this.
And, you know, and everybody, you know, again.
There's a lot of states of shame.
And you know something? I don't want to say anything because, you know, I'm not a prejudiced person. And I don't like saying those people. But a lot of times, and this is not just in the East Coast, when you start hearing a Southern drawl.
Yeah.
I know my stomach tightens up, and you're thinking there's going to be something very backward and very kind of, you know, ignorant for lack of a
better
word.
Like you said, it's all backwards.
But, you know, it's not everybody. It's not everybody in the South. It's not. But for the most part, it's unfortunately something that we're accustomed to, you know. It's just a matter of. I'm trying to get the states up. How about on your iPad? Do you have? Oh, here they are. Okay, the states of shame. That's what I'm going to call them. The 15 states that ban. See, and that's, you know what? That's a word that I don't like. Ban same-sex marriage. Okay, now everybody, y'all know what I'm saying. Okay, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky. Michigan.
Louisiana, they had this special on once. I told you that they had it was like a gay acceptance actually in Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're truly
again,
Baptist,
state.
There
are good people and progressive minded people every place. So,
but they're really totally against that.
Oh yeah,
totally.
Okay, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota. South Dakota, Ohio, Tennessee, Texas. All these that you knew were going to show up.
Yeah. I'm shocked about Texas, though.
You know, From people that have spoken to me about Dallas, there's actually a it's not as open here. There are quite a few gay clubs there, but again, not like the Village. That you go into the Village, you know there's going to be a place for you to be comfortable. It's not that, but it's better than it was. But you know, it's look, the numbers are good. It's 52 states that have banned it, 32 that have not. So that's not such a bad thing. And, you know, I was thinking about, as Matthew was talking, and, you know, he's not political, and that's fine, or he's not, you don't have to be an activist to get your point across. And you know me, it's, if you could change somebody's mind on a daily basis, you know, just by showing them a different way of thinking, that's activism. You don't have to, you know, and I, anybody who takes the streets and protests and does it in a nice way, absolutely, go do that. But you could also be an activist by, you know what, read this. You know, this is a book that might change your mind, or just an example.
Just tell them something that you believe in.
Well, you know what, it's funny because I always say that because people say, well, you know what, it doesn't really affect me, and then they find one thing that does, and then they become actively involved. There's this piece, and I don't know. And if anybody who knows the answer to this, give me a call, 347-857-1867. I remember it changed my life when I was about 13, and I don't know who wrote it, but it's it starts like this. When they came for the socialists, I said nothing because I wasn't a socialist. When they came for the unionists, I said nothing because I wasn't in the union. When they came for the Jews, I said nothing because I wasn't Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came for me, there was nobody left.
Yeah.
And that's really the
way
it is.
That's pretty cool.
But that, I remember, changed my life at a very young age because it's just like,
if you don't
speak up, even if it's something that I don't agree with.
Right, you have to speak up.
It's not going to affect me now. But it'll affect me eventually, and that's why I always say to, like, the people who are in these states that
everything that happens affects everyone.
It does,
even if it doesn't involve you. It affects everyone.
Well, okay, this is a shout out to, and we have people that listen all over, and this is the shout out to the people who live in the states that ban the same sex marriage. It might not be something that you believe in. It might not be something that's above your culture. But when you stand out against something like this, whether you realize it or not, you're probably suffocating somebody that you love.
Yeah, right.
You're probably, and they will never come forward with this, but you're probably taking the rights of somebody you love away.
Right. And you're talking about a state, you know, filled with, you know, millions of people and stuff like that. There could just be like two or three that really just has the say in all of that, that speak for all those people.
Right. But there's this kind of, and, you know, we had, when we had the gay marriage at City Hall, when was it, 4 years ago?
Right.
We had our interns down there, and they were handing out
the
bracelets and congratulations from the Bridal Body Shop. We support same-sex marriage. And one side of the street, and I remember telling one of our interns, Colleen, stay on the side away from
the
protesters, because the protesters were not New Yorkers.
Mm-hmm.
They were people that would bust in
right
to stand there red-faced and scream at people who just love each other and are doing it publicly. So,
but there are some New Yorkers too that don't agree with, you know.
You know what?
Marriage.
I'm sure of it. But probably I would say maybe some of them were on the line screaming, but most of them were not screaming and throwing things. So again, the people that is, you know, you don't agree with something, it might be affecting somebody's life that you love. So think about it before you start railing against something that really you don't have a right to rail against. But on that note, Elise, we made our point for the show.
I think so.
Interesting show, huh?
Very interesting.
So, yeah.
They liked it too.
Yeah. Got a little preachy, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Elise? I saw you making faces at me. But you know what? If we can't, it's not just about...
Listen, everybody has their right. Everybody has their opinion. Everybody has, you know... Their say in everything.
Yeah.
Correct?
And, you know, that's what life is about, and that's what fitness is about.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
that's
good.
What fitness is about.
You know what? We're here to make you strong. You could get on those protest lines and scream your heart out.
Yeah.
And run away from the cops. Now, that was a stupid joke, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I totally get it.
You know, it's all good. But We wish everybody all the blessings of every holiday and
also a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll be back with you in 2015, and it's been a great year. It's been a great 2 years coming on, and we want to thank you for joining us. And every good thing for the holidays, be good to yourself and each other. And I want to thank my lovely co-host.
Thank you. I want to thank you
for ushering out 2014 in style as we usually do. And Matthew Caracap, a big shout out to you, buddy. Thank you so much. Great job. He will be back with the voice of LA, West Coast, East Coast. Can't be bad, right?
No.
And so in saying that, we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Join us again in 2015. Listen to us in the archives anytime you want throughout the week. Take us home, Elite.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays, everybody.